are tuned into the Atlanta Life Radio station, WALR, bringing you the best in inspirational talk radio, with shows that cover topics to feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present the Soul Inspirations Radio Show with your host, Christine, in the key of C, and tonight's special guest, Jillian Leek-Later. So let's get this conversation started. Good evening, Christine.
Thanks, Mel D. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We have got a super fabulous show for you tonight. We're going to spend some time with Jillian Leek-Later. Jillian is amazing. She's a songwriter, singer, acoustic guitarist. She's fairly new to the Nashville scene, and she's what I like to refer to as an organic a musician. She's got a depth of emotion that I think is really special for an artist so young. And I personally love her hippie vibe. So if you'd like to call in later, if we do have time after the 7:30 hour, you'd like to join us, you have any comments or questions for Jillian, you can do so. Call in at 347-324-5246. So let's get to it. Hey, Jillian, thanks for joining us tonight. And how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Christine.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to the show. I really feel privileged to be talking with you. You're so fresh and so new, like I said, to the Nashville scene, and I've listened to your music, and it's just amazing. I said in my intro about you how I think you have a maturity and a depth to your music, and I'm really excited to have you here with us tonight.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm excited to be here. You're so sweet.
Yeah, well, I want to start out, Jillian, and just I like to basically just do a chronology of, you know, when you were young and listening to music in your home. Give us a little bit about, you know, where you grew up and what your childhood was like, and maybe, you know, tie that into your music.
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Michigan originally, just north of Detroit, and grew up taking piano lessons, and just I loved it. I was the kid who spent hours at the piano practicing. I mean, there were some weeks that it was troublesome, like some would know, but yeah, I grew up taking piano lessons, and then I always credit my guitar playing to my dad, because though he's not musical at all, he has no musical bone in his body, he turned off the cable the month of August when I was 14 years old, and he told us that we needed to pick up some new skill and spend our time not watching TV, and of course I grumbled, but that's when I decided to pick up the guitar, and I'd spend hours on my bedroom floor plucking away at my favorite songs and taught myself. So that's kind of crediting my dad for the start of, and that's when I wrote my first song. It's so funny, I didn't really write on piano, but as soon as I got the guitar, I started writing, which was funny. But yeah, so I owe it all to my unmusical dad for the start of my musical career.
Wow. How amazing. That is such a cool story. Good for dads with that discipline there, you know.
Yeah.
get your creative juices flowing. What was your first song? Do you cringe now or what? Like a lot of artists do.
Oh my goodness. Yes. It's actually on YouTube. The internet's such a lovely thing, isn't it? Just, you know, keeps those songs out there forever. So, it's called I Don't Need You Anymore. It's just how it sounds, about a boy and saying I don't need him anymore. You know, it was the Taylor mm-hmm. Swift kind of, you know, she was coming out right when I started writing songs, so that's what I chose mm-hmm. to write about. But yeah, I definitely cringe a little bit thinking about it.
Okay, so you were playing guitar and you're writing songs, and did you, I guess, let's go back a little bit. So I know you really feel yourself as a songwriter at heart. So were you always very good with words, even at a young age, writing stories and things like that?
Yeah, it's really funny. I really wasn't I never wrote poems. I never wrote like short stories. English wasn't really my subject. I was more math and science. And it's funny mm-hmm. because to me, songwriting is more of in my mind, it's like a formula, an equation that I'm. It's like a puzzle to me. I'm trying to fit it all together, and I very much so start with music rather than lyrics. And lyrics are very, very important to me. But and I was never, my mom will say this. I was never great at talking about my emotions and being able to explain myself easily. I often got frustrated trying to figure out how to say what I was feeling, but the minute I started playing guitar, it was like exactly what I wanted to say, or started writing songs rather. It was exactly what I wanted to say, and I was able to have that outlet, and it definitely relieved a lot of frustration for me, which was really cool. So, yeah, it's funny. I think there's two types of people, the English, you know, lyrical people, and then more of the math, science, musical kind of people. It's funny how it works out that way, but...
Yeah, and as is with a lot of musicians, I mean, music, you know, their guitar, their piano, it is their outlet to release those feelings and those emotions, and I love it. That is great. So, okay, so were you in any kind of a band or anything at school? Did you do anything like that?
No, I didn't. I was never in, I don't know why, I was never in choir. Or anything, but I started kind of playing, like, you know, the talent shows, and people kind of figured out that, you know, that was what I did. And, yeah, just kind of connected with other people who did the same thing, and we would just, you know, play each other's songs and make YouTube videos together and that kind of thing.
Right.
So.
Right, right. Yeah, because your voice is just, it's a gift. I mean, you've got such a great
thank
vibe.
Thank you.
Who do you think, or who do people tell you that you remind them of?
Originally, when I first started, I got Colby Collet a lot, which he's very, like, has that, like, sweet voice. And I think, I don't know if it's just being in Nashville, now people are saying it's a little more country. I think I might have picked up the twang. But,
right.
And I've also gotten, like, my writing style is, like, Ingrid Michaelson, which is a huge compliment because I love her music. So, but, yeah, kind of a mixture of those two, I'd say.
Yeah, those, and that's a good mixture to have.
I think so.
Yeah. So, okay, so what you ended up, okay, so you graduate high school. You're only, what, you're 23, 24 years old, right?
I'm 23, yep. I keep forgetting. I understand now what my mom was talking about. She'd always forget how old she was. And now I understand. So you just start to forget.
Okay. You are not allowed to forget when you're 23. Okay.
But it's beginning. It's just this year. It's just starting.
Well, and you know, I think it's probably more so because you've got a lot on your plate. You've gotten a lot of interest. You're so talented, and I know you do have a lot going on. You're welcome so much. You so deserve that compliment. Okay, so you're in high school. You decided you wanted to focus on music, obviously. So tell us about that process as far as choosing a college and where you ended up and how that came about.
Yeah, it's actually a really funny story. I wanted to be a pediatrician my whole life, and so, like I said, started playing guitar and writing songs later in high school, and I entered into this Taylor Swift karaoke contest where they came around to different high schools in the area, and I ended up winning, and the prize was to come to Nashville, record a song in a studio, go to the CMA Fest, meet Taylor Swift, you know, the whole shebang. And, but one of the days we were getting a tour around Nashville, and we ended up at Belmont University, and they were like, oh, this is a great school. They have a great music business program. You guys, and I was a junior in high school, and I was like, oh, why don't we just tour it? I immediately fell in love. Only place I applied to, got in, and majored in songwriting and was in the music business college. So, yeah, it was definitely a funny story. I never would have found out about Belmont if I hadn't have won that Taylor Swift contest. So, definitely a funny story.
That is great. Okay, so, that's very cool. So, and obviously, I mean, I could see why you would win that contest because you, like I said, you're just so good. I told you the other night when we spoke briefly, I think I'm your newest and biggest fan. Your songs just move me. They do. Okay, so you're at Belmont. Tell us about your experience there, the influences, the people you met, maybe some professors, or just something significant that you feel might have been pivotal or turning the experience to there.
Yeah, I think in terms of music, I think at Belmont when I entered in a songwriting contest through Belmont at my in my freshman year, I ended up winning, and I got to play at this huge showcase. It was thousands of people. I hadn't played to over, you know, maybe like my high school, like 100 people came to the talent show, and that was like the biggest crowd I'd ever played to. And it was, the whole arena was filled with people. And I remember we only had to play one song. Me and two friends hopped up on stage, played our song, and we got off, and we all looked at each other, and we're like, oh my gosh, that was so fun. We were jumping up and down. Like, that was, it was just a huge rush. And just to get that compliment, not only for my songwriting, but also to get up there and perform and feel like so excited. It was a huge confirmation my freshman year right off the bat to have experience like that and feel so like, oh my gosh, I came here and it's you know, it's real. It can actually happen. So that was a big moment for me right off the bat.
Wow. Yeah, like you said, what a rush. I mean, just the passion and the rush. It's like, oh, this is cool. I can do this. Okay. Yeah. So you said you majored in songwriting, right?
Your
focus was and everything. Okay, so tell us a little bit about, so you're at Belmont, you're doing the songwriting. Tell us a little bit more about your experiences there as so you're going to be a senior and, you know, you're going to be graduating soon. I mean, I'm sure in between that time you were probably posting a ton of music all over YouTube as well. But kind of tell us what you were doing there and then what your thoughts were as far as, like, where do I go from here once I graduate?
Right. So the songwriting program was amazing, not only just for the knowledge that it gave me and thinking about songwriting in more of a technical way rather than just in a, like, outlet for my emotions, thinking about how to become a craft a song well and be a professional at that. And it was great to learn about that. But most importantly, I think for me, it was the professors. I had professional songwriters who are out. This is just like something they do because they want to give back. Their livelihood is writing songs. I had Tom Douglas was one of my songwriting professors, and he co-wrote The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert, and another Drew Ramsey, who has a Grammy for producing, and Jimmy Owens, who's this amazing Christian singer-songwriter, and just like these crazy, crazy inspiring professors that I'm learning from. And to me, that was just like the biggest inspiration, and I still keep in touch with all of those people and have built relationships. I think that's the biggest thing that Belmont did for me was having those relationships. You can't beat that, and you can't get that anywhere else. So it was just an amazing opportunity to be part of that community. But what do you ask me what I was doing after I graduated, or what was the second half of that question?
Well, just that. Okay, so you're graduating, and it's like, where do I go from here?
Right. So I was put out Walking Stories, the EP, my senior year, and was working with a couple friends on that for a year or so, and I knew that I wanted to put out music, and kind of pursue that independently and see just where it takes me. But as far as songwriting goes, it's the crazy thing about Nashville. It's just, there's so many talented people. You just get to stick in it until something happens. And I'm just, you know, trying to do the best that I can do and meeting with publishers and playing writers rounds and just trying to get my music heard and find someone that gets it, that I can team up with and hopefully, you know, make it my full-time job. And I think, I totally believe that I can do it. It's just a matter of time and really staying focused and working on it, because like I said, everybody is crazy talented So it's just who sticks in it the longest, really, you know, and because it's hard. It's definitely challenging.
Yeah, you got to have that stick-to-itiveness, that perseverance, definitely, to make it. And it sounds like you had so many, they're what I call pinch me moments. You know, is this really happening? You know?
Yeah.
As far as, like you said, the people you were around, your professors, you know, that kind of thing. Well, you mentioned your EP, Walking Stories. I kind of want to segue into that right now. So you're currently involved in this movie that's being produced by Faithflix Films, and the movie's called Providence. And two of your songs are included in that soundtrack. And the two songs, what, Walking Stories, and another one is called Broken. Tonight we're going to be playing Walking Stories, so everybody can hear that. But tell us about how you got involved with the movie.
Yeah, so my the producer who worked with me on Walking Stories EP, his wife had, I think, knew of the people who were working on Providence, or knew a friend of a friend kind of thing, and heard they were looking for music. And so she was like, I mean, if you have anything, I think it'd be an awesome opportunity, and submitted a few songs, and was shocked when they wanted to. I was so excited. I've never had music in a film before, so that was definitely exciting. But yeah, just, you know, everybody knows everybody in Nashville, so just small world.
Okay, so, and then it sounds like you you also they filmed a music video of that song as well, right?
Yes, it was so much fun. We so Walking Stories, of course I had to be walking, so we he was hanging out the back of his van, like he was strapped in, with the camera hanging out the back of just a regular old van, and I'm walking behind it. We have to keep it at exact pace, like going 5 miles per hour down this road, hoping I can keep up. And it was just so fun, just one shot, and the people that lived on the street that probably thought we were insane, but it was fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. And so tell me about, so Walking Stories, obviously it was a song that you already had, and the producers of the movie, you know, they married that to the movie because it did, blend well with the subject matter of the movie. But what inspired you? What is Walking Stories about? And after you kind of give us a little bit of that, I'll go ahead and play it for everybody.
Yeah. So I had heard, I just heard somebody say Walking Stories, and just like the words together just got my wheels turning, and I was like, oh, that's definitely a song. And I was just thinking about how everybody has a story. We're all walking stories, like it says. But I just thought about just the different, I guess, the different levels of what that can mean, and how people think that, oh, my life doesn't mean anything. These little things don't make a difference. Just thinking about those stories and how just trying to speak life into them, that they do have a purpose. And then these greater, you know, stories in history, and also talking about the story of Jesus, and just thinking about like how each of those have their purpose and each of those matter, and just wanting to inspire people to, no matter what your life looks like, or whether you think it's no big deal that you gave somebody money on the street, like it's a big deal, and it's part of your story, and just seizing every moment to do what you can with it, and you never know like what the Lord will do with it. So just wanting to inspire people in that way. I really enjoyed writing it.
Yeah, and it's such a good song, and in Providence, it's the scene, and I was able to pre-screen the film. It's going to be out February the 12th at various AMC theaters across the country, but I was watching it, and the it just marries so well with the scene that it's in, and it's great. I love it. And so we're going to go ahead and let everybody listening listen to Walking Stories. Here we go. Thank you. A paperback expression of a life worth being told. Wow. Okay. That blows me away. Also, what blows me, well, and the repeat, we're all walking stories. What's yours going to say? It's that everybody, like you said, everybody's story matters, and we all have our unique story. None is better or they're just different and better than the other.
Right.
And, I just love that. And I know that resonates with a lot of people. And so, yeah, that's really a great song. And then that song you're
current.
I'm so
glad.
Yeah, well, you deserve all the accolades. You're just an amazing and talented artist. Now, that's the name of the EP, and that can be downloaded what? Where can people get that if they want to?
Yeah, it's available on iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music. So, yeah, really anywhere you can download or stream music, it'll be there. I think also it's on Pandora if people are into Pandora still.
Yeah, I think they are, yeah. Well, and you also have a YouTube channel, right, where you have a plethora of all of your music, right?
Yes, and you can definitely see the evolution of Jillian. I think the youngest I was is 14, so it's kind of fun to go back and see those videos.
Yeah, and I have, you know, in doing my research before the interview, I did go back, and you're such a sweet spirit. You truly are. You probably get that a lot. You get that a lot?
I guess so. Yeah, I just get all red and blush, you know, when people call me sweet.
Well, you are, and it's just, you know, you have this innocence about you that is very likable, and I know you probably do get this all the time, and you're just so young, and is there any advice you think you'd give to, I mean, I know you're just making your way, but any advice mm-hmm. you can give to college students or even, you know, mm-hmm. young adults your age that are getting into the music, just based on your experience so far?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, I think when I was, a couple things. So first, when I was at Belmont and I was starting to pursue this as an actual career, it's easy to compare yourself to everybody else. I mean, that applies to anything in life, but especially in like this kind of industry, it's easy to compare and get caught up in, oh, well, they're recording with this person or they have this show and blah, blah, blah. And just, you know, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing anything. And I kind of decided, you know, a year or so into college, I was like, you know what, that I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to go at my own pace and do what's best for me and
right.
Figure this out at my own rate. And also, I just wanted to be a student, you know, I wanted to learn, and you're only there for such a short period of time, and I wanted to enjoy it. And that doesn't mean don't take opportunities and take it and work hard, but I just wanted to have more grace on myself and let myself move at my own pace and just celebrate other people instead of being jealous or, you know, whatever. It's such a drain to do that. But that would be one. And the other is just to find the balance of writing, to perfect your craft and get really, really good at what you do, but to not lose the writing from your heart and really really putting emotion and feeling and as much honesty as you can into a song, because that's what people want to hear, is something
right.
that they can identify with. They don't want to hear somebody, you know, can write a really good song. They want to say, oh my gosh, I feel that exact same way. I guess I'm not crazy. You know, that's what I work to write, how I work to write my song. So I just encourage people to do the same.
Well, yeah, and you used a key word, a couple of keywords here, the word encourage. And, you know, like you said, it's celebrating other people. And I really believe you're going to go far in this business. I really, really do, because you've got a maturity about yourself as far as, you know, your the business of music and the technical aspects of it and how you go about it. Like you said, it's more of a technical process for you in a lot of ways. And like you said, you know, so you really, you're gonna just, if I could see you, I knew you'd be blushing. yeah, you put a lot of feeling, a lot of honesty into your music, and it definitely comes through in the words and the music. And is it hard for you to come up with the melodies, or how do you do that?
Yeah, so. For me, it kind of starts with a melody. I think, it's so funny. I have so many recordings on my phone of me mumbling in the middle of the night, 'cause I'll wake up and I'll have a melody in my head and I'll get my voice memo and record it. And it's, I wake up the next morning and it's like me going, like trying, you know, half asleep. So really it starts with a melody for me. And I think the words kind of come to life in those melodies. I think that comes more naturally to me, but I also do love to take inspiration. It's fun to listen to a song and figure out why you love it so much and try to not copy it, but emulate it and kind of take the pieces that you love and work that way too. So that's another fun way I like to melody write.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a brief break here, just about a 30-second commercial break. And everybody, don't go anywhere. We're talking with Jillian Linklater, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
is Mel D, and on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we want to thank all of our faithful listeners for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in with us tonight, we thank you. Please tell a friend, and of course, we want you to come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without your financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you're interested in becoming a financial sponsor or want to learn how you can advertise with us, please send our station manager an email, message of interest, complete with your contact information, to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, send your email, message of interest, complete with your contact information, to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And tonight, we want to thank our sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, Stories of Purposeful Living. To learn more, you can go to www.up2magazine.com. And now we return back to our program. Christine?
Hey, thanks, Mel D. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Jillian Linklater, singer, songwriter, guitarist. Her latest EP, Walking Stories, is featured in an upcoming movie called Providence that's going to be debuting on February the 12th in AMC theaters throughout the United States. So I encourage everybody to check that out, Facebook, the .coms. Definitely check that out and listen to some of Jillian's music in that movie. So, Jillian, I think we have a caller, somebody that wants to join us, and we can go ahead right now and take a call.
How exciting.
Yes. We have a caller. If your number ends in 2962, good evening. You're on air.
Well, good evening. This is Gail, Christine, and Jillian.
How are you? Welcome to the show,
Gail.
How's
it going? Oh, it's going great. I got a special surprise in my mailbox, Jillian, this afternoon. So I just want to thank you so much for my old school CD copy of Walking Stories.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to pop it into my car and listen to it as I drive. And I'm so glad to know you're on Pandora, because I exercise at Pandora. So now I will be exercising to my Jillian Linklater radio. So it's awesome. I'm glad to know that, and I will be purchasing you on iTunes as well. But tell Jillian that we're so in love with you at Atlanta Life Radio. We just love you. We love you. And Christine, you know what? I just love, because you've captured it beautifully. But somebody was asking me how I describe Jillian's music, and I said, you know what? There's a simplicity to it. And then when you said her style was simple and organic, and I'm like, that's it. That's what it is. It's organic. But you know what? It's your music has a way of just cutting right into the heart of someone's soul. And it brings out all these emotions, and it makes you cry. And so I was listening to Walking Stories again, and I'm like tearing up. And it just does that. And then Christina is like, you know, okay, I need my Kleenex. I'm like, I'm right there with you, sister, because it just does. And, you know, you have a bright future ahead of you.
Yes.
No doubt about that. And I just wanted to encourage
really
you in that.
I really appreciate it.
We just love you, and we're just looking forward to other opportunities to be working with you, because you're gonna be a star. I felt like your style to me was like Jewel. Do you know the artist?
Oh my gosh, that's a huge compliment. Jewel's like a legend.
That's exactly who I pictured the very first time I heard your music, in the trailer, the movie, when I was watching it. And in the screener, and I said, Jewel, that just reminds me of, although I have to just say that you are unique and you are your own, and you shouldn't be comparing yourself to anybody, but that was just the genre of music and the style of it that I thought of right away. But you are unique and you are your own, and I just want to encourage you and just tell you how much we love you, and that we're praying for your future, because you certainly have a bright one.
Oh, thank you so much. You have no idea how much that means to me. It's really, really appreciated. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Gail. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, so, Jillian, I want to lead into this next song that we're going to play, and it's called Fighter. And I kind of think what we were talking about earlier as far as relating the music business and having to have perseverance and persistence, and it, not only in that, but obviously in anything in life, to be an overcomer. So tell us when you wrote this song. Is this new, or when you wrote it, and what inspired it?
Yeah, I wrote this song a few years ago, and it's really close to my heart because I wrote it for a family member of mine that struggles with drug addiction, and I wanted to write a song for her that that spoke to life what I saw her as, and wanted to encourage her. And I'm still learning this, but just believing to speak things before we see them. And even though it's been really hard on our family and on her, obviously, to go through something like that, I can't even imagine just speaking that, no, like, you are a fighter, you're an overcomer, and like with Jesus, you can do this. And even though it seems like, you know, it's just too much to bear, like just speaking life over that. And and I just wanted it to be an encouragement to people in similar situations, and not even in similar situations, because there's so many things that seem like we can't overcome them. And so that was originally where it was written from.
Well, that's very cool, and it's so awesome of you. I mean, you are an encourager, and I hear you know you've mentioned your faith a few times, so you obviously have had, you know, seems like you've had a very faith-filled life, I would say.
Definitely.
So a lot of, obviously, and I can tell again because of your spirit and what you wish for other people, like you said, celebrating other people, encouraging people, that has a lot to do with our faith. And tell us more about your faith and how it's a part of your life.
Yeah. So I was raised in, and I was always, you know, around just Christ, you know, centered home, you know, loving parents. And I accepted, and I started my personal relationship with Jesus when I was in the fifth grade. And I can honestly say, I always think about it, I can honestly notice a complete shift in my life. Even as a fifth grader, like, it's so funny to think what habits were changing, just perspective, how different I looked at the world from that moment on. It's so funny to think back, and it just makes it, it's just so real, and it just gets me so excited about, like, who Jesus is and the Holy Spirit and everything. And I'm just like, wow, it is so real. It's not just, you know, this idea in my head. But anyway, so in fast forward,
I feel that realness as well, so I'm definitely related to you.
Yeah, it's amazing. And just now, just, you know, getting to college and being on my own, just figuring out, you know, what my faith looks like for me. And I'm always learning. And just when I think I have figured it out, you know, there's another thing that's like, oh, I need Jesus even more, you know. And it's so funny, you know, we think, oh, this is great, life's awesome, you know, I think I'm on the right, you know, I think I know, like, you know, some of the answers, you know, and then something gets thrown at you. And it's just another lesson to be learned and another thing to be, you know, to put us on our knees in front of Jesus. And it's great, and it's awesome, and I love learning. And it's just been a great journey thus far.
Well, and like you said, you are just starting out, so you're going to have many of those moments, and your faith will carry you through. Your faith will definitely carry you through. And I can see that obviously it's gotten you where you are today, because you entered those contests, you won the two that you talked about. I'm sure there's more you've probably won, but, you know, things like that to me aren't necessarily, nothing is coincidence. I mean, I do believe that God puts those opportunities in front of us, and we can either take his hand and accept that and trust and then move forward, or, you know, we can live in fear. But obviously that's not, you know, that's not our way. That's where we weren't created to be that way. So, so I'm tying this into that fighter song. So I want to go back, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to Spider that you were inspired, that your family member inspired you to write. So let's go ahead right now and play Spider. Favorite song too.
I love
that, Jillian. I love your I love your lyrics. And again, it gets back to what you were saying. You're just so honest and genuine, and you can tell that those words come from a really deep place. And like you said, it was a family member, and it had a lot of meaning to you. I think. Wow. Okay. So I like the, if you want to be a fighter, you got to have a fire.
Okay? Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it gets back to what you were saying just a minute ago about, you know, feeling that fire and the Holy Spirit and how awesome it just makes you feel. You get so mm-hmm. excited and you want everybody else to feel it. And,
yes.
yeah. And I think a lot of people, you know, well, everybody, they listen to your music. They've got to feel it because it's just, you're just, your lyrics, your music is great. Now, is that on the Walking Stories EP?
It is, yep. It's on the same, there's 5 songs and that is one of them.
Okay. So you said there are 5 songs. So we can download that. I wasn't sure because I know when I spoke with you previously, I guess I didn't clarify that. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of now segue from that. And it just type, kind of sits in here with being a fighter. I'd like to talk about a little bit here about a charity that you're involved in because it does have something to do with fighting for people and loving people
yes.
and being there for people. So tell us about, what is it, Team 15.1?
Yeah, Team 15.1 is what it's okay. called. And it started very recently by one of my best friends. And it is a missions organization that is geared specifically towards Cambodia. She's a nurse, and she's been to Cambodia four times now and has developed amazing relationships with these people, but it's a very corrupt place, very poverty-stricken, and she went the first time and just was radically changed by these people and just their spirit and just, you know, wanting to help as many of them as she can. So she started this organization and is putting on short-term missions, and we're going on our first one this September, and I'm so excited because I get to go, and we're going to do a bunch of different outreach programs, but we're also going to be doing music therapy, and I'm going to be leading that, so I'm super excited about it. It's going to be awesome.
Jillian, that is awesome. That gets me excited. Wow, I am so I'm so happy for you. Okay, so so is there any, can anyone go on this trip, or is there a specific group of people that the trip is for, or can anyone join in this? Or
yeah, they definitely can. They're it's open to honestly anybody. I know they're going to put a cap on it because we just obviously can't bring over a huge number of people. But
right.
yeah, anybody who's interested can reach out and go on the trip. Any, you know, she's very much so emphasizing that she wants it. She would go on medical trips, but she wants to emphasize that everybody's talents can be used there. And honestly, everybody can show them love, and that makes such a huge difference. And we believe that it can. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, there's such a despair about people there and the poverty, and, you know, your mission is just, loving on people, giving them
mm-hmm.
hope, sharing your faith, all of that good stuff, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so where can they, if people are interested in helping fund the trip, or if they're interested in going themselves, how can they find out more about it?
Yeah, so if you head to, there's 2 different places. There is a YouCaring page. You just have to search Team 15.1. I think there's, I can put up a link somewhere on my Facebook also if people want to follow me, and you can find the link, but it has a video
right.
talking all about it. Then the emails of the leaders are on there, so you can reach out about coming on the trip. And then also, yeah, we just have a big need for obviously just prayers and
right.
also financial support. So you can donate right on that page to the trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said it's YouCaring, so it's YOUCARING.com?
Yep, that is it.
Okay, yeah, and again, remind everybody to follow you on your Facebook page, and they can catch the link there, and if they go to YouCaring.com, just put in the Team 15.1, and
yep.
it should lead them to where they need to go. That's amazing. Tell me about the music therapy that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, so Aaron said in the past they just absolutely love music, and so we're going to be visiting some different hospitals that she has relationships with, and literally just going around and singing with some of the patients, and she said it just brings a lot of joy to people, and they get so excited, and also we're going to be working with the church too, so I'd imagine we may be doing some worship stuff with them as well. But, yeah, I'm so excited. It's so fun to do stuff like that. So,
yeah. And, you know, music is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you don't even have to be singing in that language, obviously. You know, I mean, it's just
right.
Music. And, you know, yeah, like you said, it just brings joy to people. And I just think you're just such an amazing individual. You truly are. You're so well-rounded. You've got a great head on your shoulders for a young young girl, woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just really have so much about you that's to like. One thing I did learn about you is you like tiny houses. Tell us
a little
bit
about
that. Oh, my
gosh. Yes, I'm obsessed. It's so bad. No, I just love the idea. Well, one, they're just adorable, and I love the idea that you can be creative with such a small space. But mostly, mm-hmm. I'm so excited about just paring down everything, and just it'll be an adjustment living in a tiny house. But I'm just so excited to have less and have it be less of a distraction. You know, like there's so much. I just get so caught up in stuff sometimes, and I'm just like, I just need to give it all away and, you know, pare down. I don't need all this stuff, you know. It's just too much. I'm excited to adjust and see how that affects my life, you know, and really and spend more time outside. And, you know, I'm excited to decorate it, if I'm being real. I think they're so cute. I just love them.
They are cute. I like tiny houses as well, and I definitely I'm definitely with you on that simple and things that are you know, just the simplicity and the less is more.
Yeah.
I'm a lot older than you, but you being so young, like again, I'm using this word maturity a lot. You just have such a maturity about you because there are so many distractions today. And for you to, you know, for you to feel that, and I honestly, what I get from you is it's not even something you're making a conscious effort about. It's just who you are, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just love that. And I know everybody that's listening probably feels that as well. So you are actually, so you're speaking like you're going to do this. You're going to get your tiny house?
Oh, yes. I think it would be a big life regret if I never did it. I'm in the process of, I already have some friends who are willing to let me live on their back lot, and I'm just deciding if I want to, I either want to convert a vintage trailer into my home, or actually go through a builder and build an actual tiny house that is mobile. But yeah, it's in the works. It's still in the researching phase, but it's definitely going to happen. And if it doesn't, people better get on me and say, Jillian, where's your tiny house? You need to do this.
I will make a point to text you every so often.
Perfect.
Send me a picture of your tiny house. I need to see it. No, I really, and I think that is so important, the distraction, getting rid of the distraction. And I think a lot of artists, they do that, whether they're musicians or whatever kind of art they do. It's at night when their quiet time, or when they wake up from a sleep, or, you know, they need to go and get away into a place of simplicity and solitude. And again, nature, like you said, you'd be able to spend more time outside, and it's just a kind of gets you in your creative sweet spot, right?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man,
I just
want it right now, hearing you talk about it. I was like, oh, this is so nice. I just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, and you can put them on a trailer, so as you tour throughout the U.S.
Exactly, yes. I already have a tiny house tour is in the works.
That's right. Tiny house tour with Jillian Linklater. coming from her front porch. I just wanted to kind of want to wrap things up. We have about 5 minutes to go. And I just wanted to remind people, first of all, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I know you've
Thank
actually
you.
You are so welcome. I know you've been on another show with Atlanta Life Radio, and I thank you for that. But thank you for sharing your life story, you know, the personal things you've shared, the inspiration of where your music came from. And is there anything else you want to say as far as you know, what we can expect to see in the future from you? Are you gonna, you've got the EP now, is there anything else you're working on that you could share with
us? I'm definitely working on new music, so if people just want to, you know, follow me and keep in touch so that I can let everybody know when it comes out. Hopefully sometime this year I'll be releasing new music, but I'm also always putting up YouTube videos, so that's always fun, of new songs and covers. And but yes, new music is in the works, and also just shows. I also love doing house shows, so if anyone wants me to come to their living room, just let me know.
Oh, how cool. Now, are you playing anywhere in Nashville on a regular basis yet, or do you have some things in the works as far as like a standing gig?
Yeah, actually, that's funny you say that, because I'm in the process of approaching some venues to hopefully get some sort of recurring show, but I play a ton of rounds in Nashville. I'm always at least once or twice a month I'm out playing at writers' rounds or small shows. So yeah, people, if they're in Nashville, they definitely can follow me and find out when I'm playing. So yeah.
Right, absolutely. Okay, well, Jillian, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and you are welcome to come back anytime, and we're definitely going to check in with you on a regular basis and see what's going on. So thanks for joining us tonight, okay?
Thank you so much. It was a blast. I had so much fun.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
All right.
Okay, well, that was Jillian Linklater. I just want to remind everybody that you can follow Jillian on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Spotify. She does have a YouTube channel, like she talked about, going back to maybe when she was 14 years old. And you can find a bunch of videos there and check her out. Please do download her music, support her. Like I said, also, she's got a couple songs, Broken and Walking Stories, in the movie Providence. That's going to be released on February the 12th at various movie theaters, actually AMC movie theaters, throughout the U.S. So you can actually go to the Providence Facebook page as well if you want more information about that. But do follow Jillian Linklater. I know she's going to be she's just a great spirit, and I really have nothing but great expectations for her. So thank you for joining me tonight, Christine in the Key of C, and I just hope and pray that all of you are inspired to be the best you can be. Do your best, be your best, and go on and live your life in the Key of C.